నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 9th canto chapter 9 text 46 Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Even though the demigods have the advantages of being situated in the higher planetary systems, their minds, senses and intelligence are agitated by material conditions. Therefore, even such elevated persons fail to realize the Supreme Personality Godhead, who is eternally situated in the core of the heart. What then is to be said of others, such as human beings who have fewer advantages? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is a fact that the Supreme Personality Godhead is always situated in everyone's heart. Iswara sarabhutanam hrudyesya arjuna tishtati. But because of our material anxieties, which are inevitable in this material world, we cannot understand the Supreme Lord, although He is situated so near to us. For those always agitated by material conditions, the yogic process is recommended so that one may concentrate his mind upon the Supreme Personality Godhead within the heart. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti jam yoginah. Because in material conditions, the mind and senses are always agitated, the yogic procedure like dharana, asana and dhyana, one must quiet the mind and concentrate it upon the Supreme Personality Godhead. In other words, the yogic process is a material attempt to realize the Lord, whereas bhakti, devotional service, is a spiritual process by which to realize Him. Maharaj Khatwanga accepted the spiritual path, therefore he was no longer interested in anything material. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktya Manga Vijanati, only by devotional service can I be understood. One can understand Krishna, Parabrahma, the Supreme Person Godhead, only through devotional service. The Lord never says that one can understand Him by performing mystic yoga or philosophical speculation. Bhakti is above all such material attempts. Annavrita sunyam jnana karma adi anavritam. Bhakti is uncontaminated, being unalloyed, even by jnana or pious activities. Here, in this verse, Khatwanga Maharaj accepted bhakti, he rejected the material attempts. Even though demigods have the advantages of being situated in a higher planetary system, their mind, sense and intelligence are agitated by material conditions. Therefore, even such elevated person fail to realize Supreme Personality Godhead, which is eternally situated in the core of the heart. What then to be said of others as the human beings who have fewer advantages? So, in purpose, Prabhupada says, for those always agitated material conditions, yogic process is recommended so that one may concentrate his mind upon the Supreme Personality Godhead within the heart. Dhyanavasthita sadgatina manasapasyanti jam yogina. Because in material conditions, mind and senses are always agitated by the yogic procedure like dharana, asana, dhyana, one must quiet the mind and concentrate it upon Supreme Personality Godhead. In other words, the yogic process is a material attempt to realize the God, whereas bhakti, devotional service, is a spiritual process by which to realize Him. Khatwanga Maharaj therefore accepted the spiritual path, rejected material process. And therefore he was no longer interested in anything material. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Manga Vijanat, only by devotional service I am to be understood. One can understand Krishna, the Parabrahma, Supreme Personality Godhead, only through devotional service. Lord never says that one can understand Him by performing mystic yoga or by philosophical speculating. Bhakti is above such material attempts. Annavrata sunyam jnana karma adi anavratam. Bhakti is uncontaminated, being unalloyed, even by jnana, or karma or pious activities. So, this is the purport, and this verse says, bhakti is the above jnana and karma, And bhakti is the only process, only means to understand the Supreme Personality, Godhead Krishna, to get Him and approach Him. In many places in Vedic literature, especially the essence of all Veda Upanishads, the Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about it. 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find 12:12:68. So suka nibruta cheta tad abhiyuta sthanya bhavo apyo jita ruchira lira krishta sara stadiyam vedanuto krupaya dastatva deepam puranam tamakhira brujina gnam vyasa sunam natosmi. Huh? Wow. 12th canto, 12th chapter, 68 verse. Huh? You have? You have? So sukha nibhruta cheta. It begins from that. So sukha nibhruta cheta. Tad vyuta stanya bhavopya jita ruchira lira krishta sara stadiyam vetanita krupaya jasto tadipam puranam tamakhira brujina gram vyasa sunu natosmi. Vyasa sunu sanap sila vyasadev Sukadev Goswami. Huh? Sukadeva Goswami was at first Brahmanandi. Huh? Do you follow my language? Brahmanandi. Huh? He was not in the path of devotion. Brahmananda, speaking in Brahma, Brahma, trying to get ananda from Brahma Chintana, meditating in Brahma, speculating in Brahma. But when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his father Vyasadeva and thereby becoming very much attracted towards the beautiful form of Krishna. And he felt agitation in Brahmanishtha Chitta. You understand? Demigods have agitated mind. Those so many advantages are there. Their minds are agitated because of material condition. So, the Sukadeva Goswami's mind also became agitated when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his father Vyasadeva. Especially when I heard of such beautiful form, about beautiful form of Krishna. So his Brahmanishtha Chitta, his mind fixed in Brahma, became agitated. So he gave up that thing, then came to the path of devotion, and he became the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Bhakti Rasa Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam is Shastra, speaks about Bhakti Rasa, Prema Bhakti Rasa. Do you understand my language? He became the speaker. He spoke, Srimad Bhagavatam, that Vyasanandana Sukha, Sukadeva Goswami, son of Vyasadeva, I pay my obeisances to him. So, from this we can understand the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, became attracted towards the nectarian sweet leelas of Krishna Leela, gave up Brahma Chintan. So, this is the proof. Krishna Premananda is better, 100 times, 1,000 times better, best of all ananda, what to speak of Brahmananda. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 1:6:36, says, this Ashtanga Yoga, here it says, those whose minds are agitated by mental conditions, they may take to yogic process. This Ashtanga Yoga. But Srimad Bhagavatam says this is not proper process, material attempt. And one who takes to Ashtanga Yoga, he cannot understand Krishna, he cannot approach Krishna by that. Rather, this yoga, Ashtanga Yoga process, is a fearful process. There is fear. Jamadi bhir yoga padhi kama lobha hato muhu mukunda sevaya jad vatta dhata atmana samyati. Fine. 1:6:36.
It is true that by practicing restraint of the senses by the yoga system, one can get relief from the disturbances of desire and lust. But this is not sufficient to give satisfaction to the soul. For this satisfaction is derived from devotional service to the personality of Godhead.
So devotional bhakti. One may take to that to some extent. His mind will be, what is that? Controlled, but that is not sufficient and cannot be controlled completely. Engaging oneself in the service of Mukunda, Supreme Personal Godhead, the mind will be completely satisfied, completely fixed and completely cleansed of all material contaminations. There will be no hesitation at all. But still, taking to the path of Ashtanga Yoga, Jama Niyama Asana Pranayama, one's mind is not so much controlled, cleansed as it is satisfied, controlled by Bhakti Yoga. Many instances are there, great yogis, like that Vishwamitra Muni, Sauvari Muni, great yogis, thousands of years. Vishwamitra Muni practiced, did this sadhana, yoga sadhana, ashtanga sadhana for 60,000 years. 60,000, what is your lifespan? Not 60 years. 60,000 years he did. And Satya Yuga, still the mind not fixed. He fell down from that such elevated position of yoga. That heavenly prostitute Menaka came, finished. Mind became agitated, finished. Asthananda, what to do? Fell down. How can you control the mind by asthanas? 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, by pranayama. Some pranayama yogis are there. They do pranayama sadhana, pranayama breathing exercise. Puraka, ruchaka, kumbhaka. Pranayama. Thereby, you cannot control your mind. Janjana bhaktanam pranayama adivirmana akhina vasana rajan drasyate punaritikam. That verse. 10th canto 51. Chapter 61 verse. You have pranayamanam avakta junjanam avaktanam pranayama adivirmana akhina vasana rajyam drishyate punaritthanam. Those are avaktas. They do pranayama. Bhaktas never do. This clearly says. Avaktas, non-devotees, they take to this process of pranayama yoga, pranayama sadhana, thereby try to control their mind. But King Parikhet, Sukadeva Goswami, by pranayama sadhana, the mind never becomes completely free from material contamination. Rather, more, it becomes more and more attracted towards sense enjoyment. You follow? 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11:15:33 verse. Antarayan padantita junjato yogamuttamam maya sampadyamanasya kalakhepana hetava. Those who are avaktas, non-devotees, they take to this ashtanga yoga process. Bhaktas, devotees, they don't take to this process. They know, my devotees know, this ashtanga yoga process is obstacle. Is an obstacle to bhakti. Is an obstacle to bhakti. You understand? Obstacle, stumbling block on the path of bhakti. My devotees know. Krishna says to them, don't take to this ashtanga pranayama, ashtanga asana pranayama process. They are always engaged in my loving service. They take to the past process of bhakti. Thereby, they get everything. They get me at last. You understand? Those who take to this process of ashtanga yoga, asanyam pranayama, they are unnecessarily wasting time. You understand? Chaitanya Bhagavata says, you have Antalera, 3rd chapter, 41-42. Niskama hoya kare je Krishna bhajana, tahare se bali yogi sannyasa lakshana. Vishnu kriya na karile, pranna khaile kichu na hoy sakhyate ibede bale. You have? Why have you come here? Who is real yogi? Who is real sannyasi? One who does Krishna bhajana. Niskama yaha je kare Krishna bhajan, tar se bali yogi sannyas lakshana. Is real yogi or sannyasi who is engaged in Krishna bhajan without any desire for material enjoyment or material liberation. Niskam, no desire. Do you understand? Desireless. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Do you understand? Na dhanam, na janam. Na sundarim kavitamba jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani sri bhavatar bhakti rahetu. Mahaprabhu's teaching, who is giving you food, who is maintaining you, Vishnu is the maintainer, Lord Vishnu. Maintains the whole universe. So Vishnu is giving you anna, food. You are eating his food, but not doing his work. What are you doing? We are feeding you, we are giving you food, but you are not doing any seva for him. You are not working for him. Then what is that? What Vedas says? Sinful activity. Yes. Without bhakti, Bhagavan cannot be approached, understood or gotten. 11th canto, 11, 14, 20, 24. Na sādhiti maṁ yoga na saṅkhyam na dharma uddhava na suddhyaya tapasthyāga tathā bhaktir mamarjitā.
The Supreme Lord said, I can never be controlled by those who practice mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, mundane piety and religion, study of the Vedas, penances and renunciation. O Uddhava, on the other hand, I am controlled by bhakti. Those who have developed unalloyed devotion for me control me by their love.
Their love. I cannot be controlled, I cannot be gotten, I cannot be known, understood by Ashtanga Yoga Sadhana, by analytical Sankhyalochana, or Vedic study, acquiring Vedic knowledge, or undergoing severe austerity, tapasya, penance, or taking up sannyas. So, only by bhakti. Do you understand? So, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila says this thing. বাপের ধন আছে জানে ধন নাহি পায় সর্বজ্ঞ কহে তারে প্রাপ্তির উপায়। এই স্থানে আছে ধন বলি দক্ষিণে খুঁদিবে, ভীমরুলি বরুলি উঠিবে ধন না পাইবে, পশ্চিমে খুঁদিবে তাহা যক্ষ এক হয় সে বিঘ্ন করিবে ধন হাতে ন পড়ায়, উত্তরে খুঁদিলে আছে কৃষ্ণ অজগরে ধন নাহি পাবে খুঁদিতে গিলিবে সবার, পূর্ব দিকে তাতে মাটি অল্প খুঁদিতে ধনের ধারি পড়িবে কো তোমার হাতে দে। এইচে শাস্ত্র কয় কর্ম জ্ঞান যোগ ত্যাজী ভক্তে কৃষ্ণ বস হয় ভক্তে তারে ভজি, অতএব ভক্তি কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্তির উপায় অবিধেয় বলি তারে সর্বশাস্ত্রে কয়। ইউ ফাউন্ড আউট, ধন পাইলে যেইছে সুখ ভোগ ফল পায়, সুখ ভোগ হইতে দুঃখ আপনি পলায়, তেইছে ভক্তি ফলে কৃষ্ণ প্রেম উপজয়, প্রেমে কৃষ্ণ স্বাদ হইলে ভবনাশ যায়, দারিদ্র নাশ ভবক্ষ প্রেমের ফল নয়, প্রেম সুখ ভোগ মুখ্য প্রয়োজন হয়। অলাইট ইউ রিড,
although being assured of his father's treasure, the poor man cannot acquire his treasure by such knowledge alone. Therefore the astrologer had to inform him of the means of which he could actually find the treasure. The astrologer said, the treasure is in this place, but if you dig toward the southern side, the wasps and drones will rise, and you will not get the treasure.
Wasps and drones will arise, you cannot get the treasure. Your father has treasure. Astrologer Sarvag knows everything. All right, where is treasure? Southern side, northern side, eastern side, western side, eastern side. Which side? Yes. Put it underneath the earth. Breed it. So you have to dig it. So when he goes to the astrologer, astrologer says, if you dig in southern side, what will get? Bhimaruli Boruli. Was drones will come up. You cannot get it. Then if you dig in western side, yes.
There is a ghost who will create such a disturbance that your hands will not even touch the treasure.
There's a ghost, Jokya. Western side. If you dig, come out. Such disturbance. You cannot get the treasure. Then dig in northern side.
You dig at the northern side, there is a big black snake.
Python. Big black python, Ajogar.
It will devour you.
Prepare to devour you. You cannot get the treasure. Then eastern side.
If, however, you dig a small quantity of dirt on the eastern side, your hands will immediately touch the pot of treasure.
Bad. এইছে শাস্ত্র কয়ে।
Revealed scriptures conclude that one should give up fruitive activity, speculative knowledge, and the mystic yoga system.
Yes, give up these three. Jnana, karma, yoga.
And instead, take the devotional service by which Krishna can be fully satisfied.
Yes, only devotional bhakti. Ave bhakti krishna praptir upaya abhidhaya vaditare sarva satraya.
The conclusion is, in devotional service, is the only means to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Nice. This system.
This system is therefore called Avideya.
Avideya.
This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures.
This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. Dhana paile jaiche sukha bhoga phala paaye. Sukha bhoga hoite dukha apani palaye.
When one actually becomes rich, he naturally enjoys all kinds of happiness. When one is actually in a happy mood, all the stressful conditions go away by themselves. No extraneous endeavor is needed.
Jaiche bhakti phale krishna prema upujaye. Preme krishna swad hoile bhavana asjaye.
Similarly, as a result of bhakti, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens. When one is so situated that he can taste the association of Lord Krishna, material existence, the repetition of birth and death, comes to an end.
Comes to an end. Finished. Daridra nas bhavakheya premer phala noy, prema sukha bhoga mukhya prayojana hai.
The goal of love of Godhead is not to become materially rich. Or free from material bondage.
That is not the goal. Yes.
The real goal is to be situated in devotional service to the Lord and enjoy transcendental bliss.
Goal is prema, Krishna prema. That's it. Prema sukha bhoga mukhya. Chief goal is Krishna prema. That is known as prayojana tattva. Yes. That is needed. That's why you'll get Krishna. So here it says, if you dig southern side, Bhimaruli Baruli, that means glass drones, that is Karmakanda. And Paschima fifth, and the western side, if we will dig, there is Jakhya. Jakhya, that means, what is that? Jnanakanda. That's Jnanakanda, ghost. Then, northern side, if you dig, there is Krishna Ajagara, black python, snake. That is yoga, Ashtanga yoga. That means Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and yoga. Condemned. Three paths are condemned. Only purpose eastern side, you'll get, that means bhakti is only recommendation. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Sakali Visar Bhanda. Amrita Bhalya Jeva Pai. Tar Janma Odhapati. Nana Joni Sadapire Tar Janma Odhapati Jai. Do you follow? Nathandas Thakur says, the Karmakanda, Jnanakanda section of Veda are poisonous pot. Jnana, Jnana Visar Bhanda, poisonous. Those foolish people take to Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, process thinking it is nectar. His life is spoiled, baffled. He will only revolve in this cycle of birth and death repeatedly. He cannot get out from the clutches of Maya. You understand? Tar Janma Adhapati Jai, his life is completely baffled. Only bhakti is the process. You cannot get Krishna prema by following karma, jnana or yoga. Only bhakti. You understand? Bhakti is avideya and goal. Sadhya vastu is Krishna prema. Through bhakti you will get Krishna prema. Pure bhakti, then thereby you will get Krishna. Otherwise, your life cannot be successful. Understand me? This is what it says. Kohe tapo kori na koriyo bolo. Bhakti sarva shrestho jnana kevalo Vishnu bhakti sarva shrestho jnana kevalo koti janma jadi jogo jagya tap kare Bhakti vina kon karam ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଭାଗବତ କହୁଛି ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଧାନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭକ୍ତିମୁଖ ନିରୀକ୍ଷକ କର୍ମଯୋଗ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଭକ୍ତିମୁଖ ନିରୀକ୍ଷକ ଚାରିବର୍ଣ୍ଣାଶ୍ରମୀ ଯଦି କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାହିଁ ଭଜେ କର୍ମ କରିତେ ସେ ରବେ ପଡ଼ି ମଜେ ସ୍ୱକର୍ମ କରିତେ ସେ ରବେ ପଡ଼ି ମଜେ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଭାଗବତ ଶେଷ ପ୍ରଭୁ କହେ ତପ କରି ନା କରିବ ବଳ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ଭକ୍ତି ସର୍ବଶ୍ରେଷ୍ଠ ଦାନ ଅପବଳ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଶେଷ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଅଣ୍ଡରଗୋ ସିଭିର ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଟ ଫାଇନାନ୍ସେସ୍ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ଭକ୍ତି ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଟପ୍ ମୋଷ୍ଟ ପ୍ରସେସ୍ ୟୁ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଏ ଡାଉଟ୍ ଭକ୍ତି କୋଟି ଜନ୍ମ ଯଦି ଯଜ୍ଞ ତପ କରେ ଭକ୍ତି ବିନା କୋନ୍ କର୍ମେ ଫଳ ନାହିଁ ଇଭନ୍ ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡର ଗୋ କ୍ରୋର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ ଆଡାପ୍ଟିଂ ଦି ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଯୋଗ ତପସ୍ୟା ଜ୍ଞାନ ଯଜ୍ଞ ନଟ୍ ଆଡାପ୍ଟିଂ ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଭକ୍ତି ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ଲର୍ଡ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ରିଅଲ୍ ଫ୍ରୁଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ supreme reality is krishna without bhakti the yoga gyan karma tapa cannot give you real result that is what says chaitanya charitamrita says you have krishna bhakti hoy abhidhaya pradhan bhakti mukha nirikshaka karma yoga gyan chari varna swami jadi krishna nahi bhaje so karma karite raurave parimade ye bhayan ha krishna bhakti hoy abhidhaya pradhan ଭକ୍ତିମୁଖ ନିରୀକ୍ଷକ କର୍ମଯୋଗ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଚାରି ବର୍ଣ୍ଣାଶ୍ରମୀ ଯଦି କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାହିଁ ବଜେ ସ୍ୱକର୍ମ କରିତେ ରୌରେ ପଡ଼ି ମଜେ Isn't it? Clearly says. One who is Mahamurkha was a great fool, most ignorant fool. Only he takes to this path of karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, or goes to other demigods, offer worship to demigods, do you understand? And tries to cross over the dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. The Mahamurkha, great fool, most ignorant fool does so. But a real wise man, intelligent, never does so. He gives up all this karma yoga, jnana yoga, tapa, astanga yoga, only adopts the path of devotion, bhakti, do you understand? He completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, sarvadharman pitijya, mami kulsanam braja. He is intelligent, he is wise. He knows all these karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, there are great obstacles on the path of bhakti. He never adopts. Especially in Kali Yuga, karma, jnana yoga, the three processes, karma yoga, jnana yoga, and astanga yoga are condemned. Only bhakti yoga is recommended. Harinam, 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 eva kevala. Kalau nasteiva, 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 nasteiva. Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Three times means three things denied. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Astanga Yoga. Three things are denied. Only Bhakti Yoga is recommended in Kali Yuga. No other yogas are there. So, intelligent, what is it? Krishna Varnam, Trisha Krishnam, Sangha Pangastra Parsadam, Jagyai, Sankirtan Praya, Jandi, Sumedasa. Those are Sumedasa. Those are really wise, intelligent. They take to this Sankirtana Yoga. Sankirtana, Krishna Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This Sankirtana Akhya Bhakti Yoga, which is all auspicious, it gives you the supreme perfection that is Krishna, prema, the love of Krishna, thereby able to get Krishna, bind Krishna in your heart, the rope of love. They are really wise, intelligent. They never take to the process of karma, jnana, yoga, never engage themselves in their sense gratification thereby. Do you understand? But those who adopt this process of varnasrama dharma, but never engage themselves in the loving service of Krishna, they go to hell. Understand? That is bhava bandhan. That will also bind you in this material world. Bondage cannot be cut off without bhakti. Fourth canto Bhagavatam, 31st verse and chapter. 431, 9, 10 verse. Tadjanma tani karmani tadayustan mano vachaha nunam jeno hi visvatma sibhyate haririśvara king janma vishrir beha sukra savitra jagyakei karma vir vatrai praptei punsopi vibudhayusa narada says to prachetas. Yes?
When a living entity is born to engage in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, first, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. A civilized human being has three kinds of birth. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen.
Semen, sokra, huh?
Next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called savitra.
Savitra, yes.
The third birth, called yajika, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu.
Three baths. Sokra, Savitra, Jagyanka. From semen, by initiation, second, third is, and gets opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Three baths.
Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod,
yeah, kalpa, yes.
If one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless.
Everything is useless, finished. All three types of lives are useless, but yes.
Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord.
They are not meant for the satisfaction of Lord. Understand? Kathopanishad says, Shreyasya Prayasya Manusya Metastav Samparitya Vivinakti Dhira Shreyo Hi Dhiro Abhipreyo Sobrunite Preyo Mando Jovo Khyaman Brunite.
Every soul has the option of accepting one of the two ruling and guiding principles, the path of the senses, prayer, or to the path of spiritual well-being, shreyas.
Path of senses are prayer, then path of
spiritual well-being.
Spiritual well-being is shreya. Out of these two, everyone accepts one.
The wise, after carefully weighing these two, accepts the path of spiritual well-being, whereas a deluded soul, whose judgment is poor, prefers the path of worldly gain than pleasure.
So, wise man, he chooses Sriya Patha, path of spiritual well-being. He rejects Priya, is wise. But Murkha, foolish person, he rejects path of spiritual well-being, accepts Priya, this path of material enjoyment, sense enjoyment. Do you understand? That is what. 11th canto. The demigods in her plant is dead, sir. The worm in the stool, that's so. So, But you have gotten the really achieved birth, human birth. If we only to do that thing, what's the difference between a worm in the stool and yourself? So? So many lives you have done so. Lots of life you have done so, isn't it? Again you want that thing? Foolish nonsense. Nonsense. Achyutananda. Lots of births. You have done this. Eaten stool. Engaged in sense gratification. Fortunately, you have gotten this really achieved birth, human birth. Purpose of this birth, you should understand, only to have Krishna prema bhakti paramartha. Because this paramartha is not available any birth. Only, in this birth, really achieved birth, human birth, this birth is not meant for material sense enjoyment. Really achieved human birth is not meant for that. Understand, it is not meant for that. It is only meant for paramartha lab, attainment paramartha, Krishna prema bhakti, to get Krishna. Understand. Because this visa bhog, this material enjoyment is available, higher planetary systems and lower planetary systems, wherever you go in the 14th planet, it is available there. Yes. Demigods getting so much abundance of material enjoyment in demigod. Happened. Less planets also you'll get. In many rather abominable spaces, even a worm in the stool does so. So why are you doing that thing? Patedanum. It's a patedanum. Turnam datetana. Patedan murtu java nisresaya visaya kadu sarvata. Do you understand? As long as this human body is there, you should keep it in mind that this body is not meant for sense enjoyment, material enjoyment. This body, real achievement, but only meant for achieving Krishna bhakti, prem bhakti, to get Krishna. So, wise man, without spoiling one moment, immediately engages in the devotional service. Because this is uncertain, any moment death may come and this bath finished, will be finished. Any moment, who knows, death may come today? Do not? Anitya, such uncertainty is there. Such uncertainty, any moment death may come. Yes. So wise man never wastes even one moment. So he engages in devotional service. Makes a pot. Thus bhakti sadhana, how to develop pure bhakti, Krishna, prema bhakti, paramartha, thereby get Krishna and make his life successful, human life. First canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 12th verse. Naiskarmyam apyachyuta bhava varjitam nasobhate jnana malam niranjanam kudahpuna sasvada bhadram isvare nacharpitam karma jadapyakaranam. That verse, nehodata karma dharmaya, na viragaya kalpade, na tirthapada sivai, jivan api mrutohi sa. 56. That's all right. Yes, read.
Anyone whose work is not meant to elevate him to religious life, anyone whose religious ritualistic performances does not raise him to renunciation, and anyone situated in renunciation that does not lead him, that does not lead him to devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, must be considered dead, although he is breathing.
Must be considered dead, although he is breathing. Dead, although breathing. Understand? The avatar of Lari, and all the breathing is dead. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, 8th verse. Dharma sunishtita punsang visvaksena katha suja natpadayate dadiratim sramaye vahi kevalam.
Even the best kinds of karmic sacrifice, carefully performed with 18 priests, are unreliable boats for crossing the ocean of material existence. Those deluded souls who take the materialistic forms of sacrifice, thinking that they lead to the highest spiritual gain, are fools who would certainly suffer again and again the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease.
Oh.
Without bhakti, nothing is there. Huh? Mundaka Upanishad. Avidyayamantare vartamana, swayam nyamana, jagam nyamana, parijanti mudha, andhe naiva nyamana asandha.
The darkness of ignorance, these fools think, we have reached our goal, but those who are attached to karmic religions fail to understand the truth.
Mm.
After the piety of their good karma is exhausted, they fall down into this world of repeated birth and death.
From the heavenly planet. Again, East Upanishad. Anantama pravisanti jo vidyam pasate tado bhuya ivate tamo jo vidyam urata.
Those who engage in the culture of ignorance and so perform karma kanda, worship to attain their destined object, shall enter into the dark regions of ignorance.
Mm.
Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge, who therefore attempt by their own intellectual power to comprehend the infinite, and so conclude that he is impersonal. They enter into a realm of even greater darkness.
Greater darkness, they enter. Huh? Gita. Klesodhakataratvesang abhyakta saktacetasang abhyakta hi gatir dukham dehavad bhira vapyate.
For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifest, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
So, 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.14.4. Shreya smriti bhakti mudasyate vibho krishyanti te kevala buddhalabdhaye te sangvaso kleshalai vasishyate nanyadathasthula tusavaghatinam.
My dear Lord, devotional service unto
Brahma says, this is Brahma words. When Brahma's pride was crushed, he stole Krishna's calves. After crushing, he says,
My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the only auspicious path. Those who reject the path of bhakti and try to reach the infinite with their finite brains will never succeed. O Lord, those who want to have a clear conception of you through the intellect find their attempts useless. Their endeavors end only in trouble and frustration, like the frustration of those who try to beat rice from empty husks.
Empty husk. Husky. Can you get rice? Then full. Husking, empty husk. 10th canto, 7th chapter, 32 verse. It's also Brahma's prayer. Janya ravindakhyo vimuktamaninastayastavavada visuddha buddhaya aruya krusena parampadantada padandiyadho anadda smundangraya garbastu thire.
O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. Although they may rise to the level of impersonal Brahman realization, they fall down from the position of imagined superiority because they neglect to worship your lotus feet.
From Brahman realization they fall down. So fall down from Brahman realization. Brahma jyoti. Because they have neglected your lotus feet. Again, next verse. Na tatha, tatha na te madhava tavaka kuchit, vrasyanti margatva ibaddha surra, taya vikupta vichandine bhaya, vinayaka nika pamurdhas prabho. He maad.
Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, if devotees completely in love with you sometimes fall from the path of devotion, they do not fall down like non-devotees.
No.
For you still protect them. Thus they fearlessly traverse the heads of their opponents and continue to progress in devotional service.
Prema Mandhana, those are developed Prem Bhakti. Do you understand? Those are developed Prem Bhakti. Those who think, falsely think that we are liberated. We are now merged into Brahman, now liberated. Then they fall down from that. But the Bhakta, their devotees, Premi Bhakta, so Madhava, they are bound up very tightly with the rope of love. They are bound you up very tightly with the rope of love. That means they are very tightly attached to you. They never fall down. If such circumstance arises, that they may fall down, but you protect them. As you say, that they are like this. Give me your hand. Father has tightly cut off the hand of his son. Do you understand? They are moving on the topmost roof. By chance the sun goes to the just edge of the roof, about to fall down, almost. But the father protects. He'll never fall down. That is what it says, isn't it? There's a developed Prem Bhakti. They're tightly attached. The bondage of love is so tight, fixed. Never. If some Sakrishna arises. By chance is bowed to fall down. Krishna protects. Never fall down. You understand? Never fall down. Where is the question of fall down? This verse clearly says, na tavaka kusi basyanti. Basyanti margatto hi. Baddha suruda toya vigupta visandribhaya vinayakani kapam. Even they are so fearless, they tread there.
They fearlessly traverse the heads of their opponents and continue to progress in devotion.
Traverse on the heads of their opponents. They are so fearless. Opponents cannot. Then, again, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 29. Adhāpiti devo padam vadatayo rādhalesānu gruhitayevahi janādhi-tattam bhagavanamahimno nācanyo ekopi chiram vichinna. These are all three words. Adhyāpi vācaspataya. Adhyāpi vācaspataya. 42, 43, 44. This is the last verse. Adhyāpi vācaspataya tapavidyā samādhivi pasyanto pi na pasyanti pasyantam parameswara.
We are very powerful because of austerities, meditation, and education. Nonetheless, even after inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom we always see, we do not know perfectly about Him.
Yes. So we cannot know Him perfectly. This is Devasinardo speaks to King Prachinabari. Understand. Therefore, conclusion, Esava Dharma Chari, our Varnasrama Dharma, Akinchana Hayalaya, Krishna Kasara, in Chachamata. Therefore, giving up, one is really intelligent, wise, he gives up Varnasram Dharma even. Giving up everything, even giving up Varnasram Dharma, he becomes very, very Akinchan Papa. Completely takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Sarva dharma anpijijya, mame kunsanam bala. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, only surrenders unto the Krishna. Lotus feet. Bhagavasala, krustragya, samarthabadanya, hena Krishna chari, pandita nahi vaja. And pandit, the learned, wise, intelligent, he takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is bhaktavasala, ready up to his friend, who is all powerful, who is all merciful, all munificent, always so dear to the devotees, always maintains, protects. Devotee always keeps the prestige of the devotee. Yes, you understand? Prahlad Maharaj's father said to Prahlad, your Lord is here, stone pillar. Prahlad said, yes, he's there. Dhritarashtra's sword. If you won't come out from it, I'll chop off your head. Prahlad says, yes, Bhaktavatsala, Supreme Lord is so dear to his devotee. My devotee has said, I must keep up his prestige. I came out in the form of Narasimhadev, kept up the prestige. Yes, my dear devotee has said, I must keep up the prestige of my devotee. So, that is what he says. Kṛtajñā, Bhaktavatsala, Kṛtajñā, Samartha Bodhānyā. You know Krishna Sari Pandita. And the real Pandit will learn it. Why? He should not give up such Krishna. Who is so dear to his devotees, all powerful, all merciful, all munificent, always gives us the prestige, all grateful, he is always grateful to his devotees. You understand? Such a Pandit, learn it, Pandit, will not give up Krishna Bhajan. You will be only engaged in Krishna Bhajan, you will give up every other, all other things. Understand? Eche sastra kahe karma jnana jagatyaji bhakti Krishna Bhajan. Therefore, this is the conclusion of all Vedic literatures. One should give up karma jnana yoga, only take to adopt the process of bhakti. Because only through bhakti, Krishna is available, Krishna becomes pleased, submitted to bhakta. You understand? 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says, 11:24, 14 verse. Jagasya tapasyaiva nyasasya gatayo mala maharjana tapasatyam bhakti yogasya madgati.
And never wonder struck by anything, the Lord is always jubilant and fully satisfied by his own spiritual perfection.
Mm.
He has no material designations, and therefore he is steady and unattached.
Mm.
That Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only shelter of everyone.
Mm.
Anyone desiring to be protected by others is certainly a great fool who desires to cross the sea by holding the tail of a dog.
The tail of a dog tries to cross the ocean. Isn't it? Lotus Feet of Hari is the only boat. Take shelter of that boat, very easily cross. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. This is the conclusion. Tapantu tapi prapatantu parvata datantu tithani pathantu chagvan jadantu jage vivadantu badi hari vina naiva mrutim taranti. This famous verse, Prabhupada quotes it. Tapantu tapi prapatantu parvata. He may enter into the frozen snow, ice, to do tapasya. He may do so. Or one may, going to the top of the mountain and fall down from there, Bhrugu Pahat, to get. One may visit all the places of holy place, Tirtha. One may study all Vedas, acquire Vedic knowledge. One may perform all sorts of yajna, sacrifices. One may be engaged in material logic, arguments, whatever may be, may do. Without taking shelter of Hari, nobody can cross this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. One cannot conquer death. Do you follow? That means, without taking shelter of the lotus of Lord Hari, or without engaging oneself in loving service to Lord Hari, nobody can cross this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Nobody can be free from this material bondage. Understand me? Therefore, conclusion that Bhagavad Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga is topmost yoga. You are? Yes?
You may perform mountains of austerities.
Yes.
Visit many holy places, study all the Vedas, and cook all kinds of Vedic sacrifices. But without devotion to Krishna, none of these things can aid death.
Yes. No doubt, Bhakti, nobody can save him from death. That's a fact. The Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. That is the conclusion of all Veda Vedic literature. Bhakti Yoga, if you adopt Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, useless. It's like husking the husk. Husk sthulo tusabha ghati na. If you husk the husk, can you get rice? So, why are you husking the husk? Pool is a pool. Purusatam Tirtha pool. Husking the husk. You can't get rice. Stand on the pool. Husking the husk. Sthula tusava ghatina. Only get so much pain, so much strenuous job you do. Strenuous job husking the husk. But you can't get rice. Bhakti yoga, topmost yoga. That's the conclusion of all Vedas, Vedic literatures. One is wise, intelligent person, he only giving up everything, abandoning all varieties of dharma. The adults bhakti yoga, sarvadharmana pritejya, mamikam saranam vraja. Therefore, the most concluding instruction, Lord Gita, Krishna says, abandon all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. Antam sarpa pebhyo mukheshyami masuja. Don't fear. Fearlessly you surrender. Fearlessly surrender. No fear. If you have this apprehension, fear, that, if I give up dharma, all dharma, then I'll act irreligiously, all dharma. That means path. If of this apprehension, then Krishna assures you, don't be apprehensive. Fearlessly take shelter of my lotus feet. Surrender. If you think some pap will be there, so I will destroy that sinful reaction. sarva papebhya mukheshyami masucha. Don't fear. Fearlessly you take shelter. Fearlessly you surrender.
One who is complete surrender, he is fearless.
He is not afraid of any circumstances, any situation. Sarga papargo narukvitvopi tulyatadarsina. Narayana parasabbe na kutaschara vibhyati. Sarga papargo narukvitvopi tulyatadarsina. Those Narayana para, those are completely taken, surrender unto lotus of Narayana, they are not afraid of any situation, even sarga, narka, apavarga, they may be placed in sarga, or hell, narka, or apavarga, brahmasthiti, everything is equal for them, because they are at the lotus feet of Narayana. Apparently, externally it may be heavenly, heaven, or hell, or Brahma. But they are fixed at the lotus of Narayana, they are in Vaikuntha. Do you understand? So they are not afraid of any situation. Any situation. That verse says, even fearlessly, that,
that
trade, they put their feet on the heads of their opponents and wander, move.
Dhruva stepped on the head of death.
Yes. Stepped on the head of death. Yes. Stepped on the death of head of the superintendent of the Jamaraj. So fearless. So lotus feet of Krishna is such a place, such an only place of shelter. Nobody falls from there. No tavaka kudidrasyanti. Those are very tightly fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Because of this prema bhakti, they will never fall down. If by chance such thing happens as is about to fall down, Krishna, Krishna protects, and the father protects the son, going, about to fall down, has gone to the dust, rees at the roof, just about, hey! Isn't it? Where is the question of fall down? Where is the question of fall down? And why fall down is there? Because you are not fixed, not developed prema bhakti. Not tightly connected, That would fall down. Otherwise, no fall down. Thank you.
Thank you.